Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Really proud of the guys. We got some really good team victory in there.
And Edwards and Edmonds, I love those two together. They balance each other out, but when it's Walker, Sweat, Gervin Dexter, and Andrew Billings up front, those guys are like, remember that 1950s sci-fi flick, Invasion of the Human Body Snatchers?
They come from another world, spawned in the light years of space, unleashed to take over the bodies and souls of the people of our planet.
That's what they do.
And Matthew Stafford with yet another comeback victory. Now he goes to work at a 6-0. That ball is out, and the Bears defense may have come up with a crucial play.
Well, watch Sweat. He's going to get protection help by Parkinson right there, 86, and then Whittington even comes across to try and help out, and he bulldozes both of them.
Miles, where do they come from?
I don't know.
This time he's going to get wrapped up, and the Bears pass rush finally gets to him. And this is a good start to the season for Gervon Dexter Sr. Stafford's 16 years in. That's another big play by Jaquan Brisker.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spreads. As the unimaginable becomes real, the impossible becomes true.
Brisker comes clean to Stafford. And it's a sack, his first of the season.
I don't want any part of it.
You're forgetting something, Miles. What's that? You have no choice.
Stafford unloads. Hit as he throws. Ball game. Brisker. Bears win.
Can't you see? Everyone. They're here already. You're next.
Remember that 1950s sci-fi flick, Invasion of the Human Body Snatchers?
That's a fun movie.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Outstanding work, as per usual, for Chris Tannehill, Shane Reardon. It is Spiegel and Holmes. He's Spiegel, I'm Holmes. The Bears won. The sun is shining. Bears fans are happy, and we are happy to be here with you from 2 until 6 o'clock.
Nothing connects this city like a Bears win. You're so right, Lawrence, when you're talking about it in transition. You end up having conversations. You get people texting you out of the blue like, hey, is it me or are we great? Are we great? And like, no, we're not quite great, but it's good that you're feeling good. And like, you have conversations with toll collectors, conversations at the drugstore when you're stopping and making an errand. It's a good moment.
It's really
toll collectors, huh?
What is it?
How many? Often?
Toll collectors? Whatever I'm going by, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Still not doing the iPass thing, huh?
still going to tolls.
Still got a pocket full of change.
I like
baby.
That opportunity for connection, okay? I like the opportunity for interaction. Sure, it's a dated reference. Fine.
it's just nice, like, when you're able to just walk around and talk with people. And I had, like, this crazy experience yesterday at Soldier Field.
I want to hear about it, man. Your first time there as a fan?
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever.
For a Bears game?
Ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was very weird to go through the whole process of not having a press pass.
Were you taking notes in the stands?
No, I tried not to do that because I knew I was going to rewatch the game. But like some of it is just mental stuff where you're like, oh, yeah, I remember this. Remember that. And my seats were amazing. And the people were great.
Oh,
a lot of people showed love. Like they were like, oh, so excited for the new show. It was I was in a good section with a bunch of great Bears fans. And they made it easy for me to consume the game.
That's tremendous.
And I will tell you, there is one thing that I think being in the press box wouldn't have allowed me to understand as well as being in the stands. And that's the effect that Tory Taylor is having on America.
That's not what I expected to be the thing that you felt out there. There was a buzz for the punter.
He's a hero. He's a hero. And people, that's now a thing. Him coming out to punt after what people saw, have seen throughout the beginning of the season and what they saw yesterday.
We do love special teams in this town. We just put one in the Hall of Fame. We can be that. We can be the town to put a punter in. Be the second one ever. Ray Guy's the only one.
Yes,
I think.
This guy has got star potential with the folks over at Soldier Field. I'm telling you that right now.
We do love punts,
and we love wins. It's great. It's honestly, I was having a conversation with someone fairly high up in the Bears organization, and I said, you know that we prefer when you guys win, right? That this is a good thing for all of us when you guys win. And last week was not a lot of fun. Trying to figure out what went wrong, hearing that there had been a whole bunch of meetings that were going on at Hallis Hall, I think there's some positivity that comes out of it. I really enjoyed just everything that went with mostly the second half of yesterday's game.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff there. And last week was miserable. And you were afraid that it was going to keep going down a really bad path because we saw the Rams come back the way they had against San Francisco the week before. And we had talked about that game, and you're realizing, well, they have a better head coach and they have a better quarterback, so that's not going to be good. And there were moments during the game where you're like, well, here it is. Here comes that better quarterback, because Stafford was so adult and professional in the way that he was running everything there. But you said it in the text thread. I think if Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua is in that game, we might be looking at a different thing. Because having your closer or two of your closers to finish drives in the red zone the way that they could not might have really brought about a different thing. Because they dominated from time to time from between the 20s. And like had so many people wide open. And the way that offense functions, man, and the way that Stafford functions, I'm like, wait, who's Whittington? Oh, that's Jordan Whittington, a sixth round pick, the third Texas wide receiver off the board in the draft. And you saw him catching passes underneath that were wide open. Then he makes one move, and you're like, that is an extremely effective NFL wide receiver as a sixth-round rookie. He's their fourth wide receiver yesterday. They can make pedestrian people look good. And when they've got their really good people, they can make them look great.
All I know is that every time I looked up, Atwell was wide open. Like you're seeing them really manipulate the middle of the field.
Yes.
You're seeing them take the cover two beaters and use them. And then it's like, wait, he's open again?
Yeah.
Like
5 yards open.
Yes.
And it's freaky. It doesn't feel safe when you're seeing that. You're like, I think this guy can just roll right through us. But I loved that we had the conversation already in transition, and we'll touch on it today and throughout the week. What Matthew Stafford can do when he controls an offense is what they are asking Caleb Williams to do. And it is rare to ask a rookie to do this much, and he is showing an ability to do a lot of it, and it keeps progressing from week to week. there are problems, there are issues. You'd like him to be more accurate down the field. There are communication issues with some of the wideouts on some of those plays down the field that we'll talk about. But the fact that he can audible as much as he is, control the line of scrimmage as much as he is, and change things up is an incredibly good sign in the big picture.
What I loved about it, it's a small thing, and it's not something that's very sexy, Spiegs, when you're talking about quarterback play. It's Caleb Williams taking the free cheese. This guy, you know what I wrote down in my notes? When I'm watching it, because I went back and watched the television version today.
And that's when you took the notes. Not in the stands.
Yeah, not in the stands.
I always take notes in the stands, and people always look at me.
I mean, I guess I could have done it in my notes app. I could have done it digitally, but I figured I'm used to watching games that way. So there's stuff that I knew that I was going to pick up on. But it's funny, like in the post game, I thought this was a big moment. This is Caleb and him talking about taking checkdowns, and I know it's not sexy. I know that that's a thing, but I want you to listen to him kind of explain it, and I'll tell you what I wrote down in my notes about it. I wrote that hey kid, you don't have to do this alone. That's the difference to me between where he's at right now and where he was at USC. And Mark Sanchez made mention of it. But this is what Caleb had to say about it.
When you have a defense like us, you got a punter and a kicker that we have. You not turn the ball over, it goes a long way. You're going to win a lot of games. And so handling myself appropriately last week, understanding, you know, ways that I need to get better. And obviously the steady growth throughout the season is extremely important for myself, but also for the team. And so not turn the ball over, decision making and things like that. I would have to say it was a little better.
About the more subtle decisions you made. I mean, the turnovers are obvious when we see that, but just recognizing what was available to you, like from play to play to play.
Yeah, I would say so. Getting a few more checkdowns. We always talk about how big checkdowns are, especially on third downs and things like that, whether it's third down and long, third down and short, or medium. Being able to steal a third down is kind of what we call it, whether you're running, as a runner, as a scrambler or whatever, or, things like that, or finding a checkdown and stealing it that way. So I think we did well with that as a group. C2, split 2 when you catch it. And the guys did a great job.
You don't have to do it alone. There were games at USC last year where you're watching Caleb Williams and you see a guy going, I have to go crazy if we're going to even be in this game. And I'm sure that it takes a little while to understand that you're working with pros. These guys want to help. And sometimes, considering the guys that he has on his offense, let DJ Moore make a play for you. Let DeAndre Swift make a play for you. Let Rome make a play for you. You don't have to do it by yourself.
No, it's true.
And I love seeing him go, huh, okay, nothing here? Cool, let's get 6 yards. And that 6 yards turns into 10.
Oh, dude, absolutely. And how many times did we see Stafford even do that? Like, oh, it's 3rd and 20. Let me go ahead and get 13 and this field goal will be easier.
Right.
Yeah. It's NFL. And Tanny found a thing from Belichick a couple weeks ago of him talking about what Brady's best trait was, and it was simply not having negative plays, having positive plays, moving the ball down the field. That's your job with the offense, just to move it down the field. And if that means you get 5, that's fine, instead of taking the chance for 15 every time. There was actually a moment just before, is it Younghoe Koo who kicked the game winner for Atlanta? Kirk Cousins on like 3rd and 20 or 3rd and 18 tried to get the whole thing and didn't get it and set up. Koo had to kick a 58 yarder to win the game. And I wrote down at the time, I'm like, why are you doing that, Kirk? You're a veteran. You should know. Go get 10 and let him kick a 48 yarder to win the game. Instead, he like put the pressure on him to kick a 58 yarder. And he made it because kickers are outrageous, and we live in the future now where kickers just can just make stuff. But no, that's a huge thing for Caleb to learn and to show. And we saw a lot of it yesterday.
Them eliminating negative plays, like that's got to be one of the things that they're going to work through this week in practice. because it happened too often, especially in the first half. First and 10 turns into first and 25. First and 10 turns into first and 15. That's a recipe for disaster. And they're lucky that they weren't playing a full-strength Rams offense that could have made them pay for it. Now, you play who you play. Your schedule is your schedule. And you take the win, you smile and you laugh, and you get ready for next week against the Carolina Panthers. But seeing them then be able to do that in the second half of the game was encouraging. Seeing adaptation offensively, I thought, was encouraging.
So, you know what? Seeing Roschon Johnson,
yes,
at times when you needed to see somebody with that style, and seeing plenty of DeAndre Swift when that style called for, I'm sorry, Khalil Herbert, but if you're going to have somebody with who's going to be able to go sideways and have some breakaway, I'd rather it be Swift, who could make a bigger play. And then sometimes you just need Roschon to run God's play, to run the downhill stuff. There were times where I was like, all right, let's see. Roschon just got 3 on a first down play. When are we going to see him again? How long is it going to be till we see him again? And I was like, oh, look, it's the same drive. We saw him again. Gone was the seeming Rolodex of run plays that Wani talked to us about last week, where it's like, this is random and that's random, and then there's this one random. No, things seem to make sense and go together. And if that's the result of Mercedes Lewis telling Shane Waldron something, or the veterans telling Shane Waldron something, well, good. Good.
DeAndre Swift had a Matt Forte-esque type game. I think that this was them using him properly, them using him in the pass game early on, them saying, look, man, you're going to get your touches. We are going to keep doing what we need to do. A run game identity is one where you just keep doing it, because eventually those body blows are going to work. And they worked. And then you have a big play pop for a touchdown because you stayed at it. I know that some people may look at it and say, oh, well, the Doug Kramer thing is a gimmick. I'm here for the gimmick of let a big ugly lead the way for your running back. And there's the second play that Kramer was in. If you have the chance, go back and watch it, because it's hilarious. And if we get to talk to Doug, I can't wait to talk to him about it. He finished the block on his knees. He kept blocking,
yeah,
and it got them the yard that they needed. It doesn't have to be pretty. This doesn't have to be picturesque. It doesn't have to look like Tecmo Bowl. Sometimes you got to win when it's ugly, and I am down for this.
The mini fridge.
Plan for Doug Kramer is tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Right now.
All right, let me just say it out loud right now. Tomorrow, should I say what I want to do in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow? Or should I just wait and we'll just do it with Doug?
I mean, we do the 26 hour tease here all the time.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to do something when Doug is on tomorrow that I think is going to be a delight for everyone.
That's a tease.
It sure
for all
is.
You listeners out there, stay tuned.
25 hour and 26 minute tease. Right,
what,
there.
What if I gave a tease for the next segment?
You should. Because this guy was up front in the eye a couple of times.
Yes. He lined up at fullback as well, and also made a block coming across the formation that was spectacular. Cole Kmet is going to join us. So it's a Bears Monday. You are at your desk. You are driving around. You feel good because the sun is out. We are glad that you are here with Spiegel and Holmes. We are going to talk with Cole Kmet next here on The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bring out the Chicago offense.
Cole Kmet, Notre Dame.
Kmet, who's, by the way, excellent football player. He's one of your better football players on the entire team.
He brings light into a room.
Everyone here has an ego, and I think it's important to always check your ego at the door when you walk in the building.
Williams slings it. Cole Kmet coming off a career game last week where he had 10 catches. He takes it out for a first down.
Well, he's going to get pressure, and he knows he's got to get rid of that football quickly. Finds Kmet. Might have had Odunze down the field, but he elects to just take a profit.
For me, that's always about doing what's asked of me.
And they will run the ball with Johnson and get the first down. And it's almost, I know the fans here are happy that it's a first down, but some of those cheers feel a little sarcastic.
And watch Cole Kmet right here taking out the inside hip of the defensive end, Hoyt, number 97. All he's got to do is slow him down.
Credit to Cole Kmet. He's got a lot of versatility, I thought, yesterday, to get that offense going, to get that offense into concepts that could work for them.
And at the end of the day, put good on tape.
Oh, that's a heck of a throw, and a great play by Cole Kmet, who had a bunch of those in Indianapolis last week.
Bears. Cole Kmet. Bears.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It's a nice day for the offense yesterday, and when you score 24 points for that defense, it can mean a lot of wins. If you haven't checked out the 85 podcast, you should. Cole Kmet's doing a great job of bringing you inside. He's partnered up with our friends over at CHGO for it.
Our guy Adam Hogue, man.
Absolutely. So it's nice to have Cole Kmet here on the Score airwaves. Let's ask Cole Kmet about it. He joins us now on the Score. Cole, thanks for dealing with all of the technical issues. We appreciate you jumping on the show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's everyone else's fault. Now, let's get into this. I'd love to know from someone who is, you've been vocal, and I think in a really good way, in a very positive way, about the things that you expect from your offense from week to week. When this offense clicks, what do you like about it?
Well, I think, first of all, it has an identity in terms of the run game, and I think physical football is the starting point of everything, and, you know, especially offensively. When you're able to run the football effectively, you're able to open up a lot of things in the pass game as well, too, so... I think that's a good starting point for us. It's something that we've done well the past couple of years, and it's been a slow start to begin the season, but I thought yesterday was a good step in that direction.
That team that you guys played, they get receivers open because of their run game, don't they? Like, it all seems to work together. What Sean McVay has done for years now, the run game helps the passing game happen for all those McVay offenses, it seems. Don't you think, Cole?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at all those offenses, whether it's the Shanahan, McVay, you know, I know all those guys kind of, you know, were at one point together in Washington, LaFleur, all those guys.
Yeah,
it really just all starts with that run game. I think that's why you've seen this type of offense really take over most of the league, and it's really effective when it's done properly, and when you can get those big guys running up front in that outside zone scheme and be able to do some of the duo and gap schemes as well. It can really, really affect that back end as well when you go for the play fake and play action stuff. So I hopefully we'll get to see more of those benefits as the year goes on. I think as we continue to get more comfortable with this thing with the guys that we got and we continue to build this thing, I think it'll only get better and better. But that starting point is the run game. If you can get that thing going, then all that other stuff in the back end will be sure to open up.
We were watching Stafford, as we all have for years, including you as a kid growing up, seeing him with the Lions. And he's so smart at the line of scrimmage and so in control of the offense. It feels like that's what you guys are asking Caleb to do. And it's rare that a rookie gets asked to do that, isn't it? And he seems to be getting better at it every week. Do you agree that it's rare that a rookie gets asked to do the stuff that he's being asked to do?
Yeah, well, it's rare. That being said, you know, this is the NFL, and these quarterbacks are asked to do a lot nowadays, and that's, you know, getting into the right run checks, being really good with communication at the line of scrimmage, and then obviously making all those plays that you have to in the pass game. You know, looking at Caleb's game the other day, I thought it was his best game yet as a pro, and I know everyone likes to get caught up in the stats and the amount of fantasy points that somebody scores in a game, but those aren't things that we're really concerned with. And you look at the tape and the way that he played the game, I thought that he did a good job in terms of taking what the defense was giving him and, you know, hitting the checkdowns when he had to, and then getting into our run checks as well. So I thought it was an overall really good game by Caleb, you know, no turnovers. And ultimately, that's what's going to lead to victories for us is limiting those turnovers.
Bears tight end Cole Kmet joining us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Check out his 85 podcast. It's really good. Cole, how satisfying is it when your downhill run game is working?
Yeah, I mean, that's big, too, because it gets those backers to step up. And, you know, like I said, you're able to get those play passes off of it. And you saw that ball that Caleb threw to me over the middle of the field there. You know, that's a product of getting downhill in the run game. And when you're able to get those backers to step up even slightly, you can hit them over the head with it. So it opens up a lot of stuff, and it brings the physicality of the offense that I think is much needed and really kind of helps establish the identity. So that downhill run game is big time. It was cool to see the goal line run there with putting Doug Kramer in at fullback and letting him go to work and there at the end of the game as well, and letting Roshan get behind his pads and do what he does best. So it's all good stuff there, and I think that's really the starting point of the run game, and it was good to see that pick up the other day.
Cole, I wanted to stand up and salute and then cry when I saw Doug Kramer as the outback at that play. But it's so freaking beautiful. And people were calling it a gimmick. That's not a gimmick. That's football. Hey, here's a big person. He's going to hit the hell out of you, and we're going to run behind him. It's who's better as the upback, you or Doug Kramer? In the I formation, sir.
Well, Doug looked pretty good there. I mean, he got out of the gate there on the two plays he was in, so that was good to see. But like you said, I don't think that's gimmicky at all. Everyone knows what's about to happen when you roll out that formation, and you know what side we're going to. It's pretty evident by the formation there, and it's just two once and more. So that was just good old fashioned football, and you always love to see that and just get straight to the point and just punch it right in the end zone.
Cole, I think that last week, considering, you know, how vocal you guys were in the locker room about the conversations that I thought the honesty that came out of Hallis Hall was really great. As someone that was in the middle of it, how do you take being able to hold each other accountable as a positive, especially after you guys come off a win?
Yeah, well, I think it comes from an understanding that we all want to win, and that's the starting point there. And you know, I always say we all got egos, and you got to be able to check that at the front door when you walk in the building, and you got to do what's asked of you. And, you know, this partnership that we have with the coaches is, I think, really special and unique. And, you know, we got a coaching staff that's willing to listen to its players, and, you know, also a coaching staff that's willing to get on its players as well. And I thought that it was a really good step forward the past week that we had. It was a healthy week for us. You know, there's always a delicate balance of pressing and being loose. And, you know, you kind of want to find that happy medium. And, you know, you could feel that in the building this past week. On Wednesday and Thursday, there was a little bit of press and, you know, a little bit of angst in terms of, you know, the walkthroughs and the practice and a little bit more focus there. And I think that's all healthy, obviously, until you don't want to get too overboard, but it is a healthy thing. And I think the challenge for us this upcoming week is going to be able to maintain that after a win. And you kind of have to manufacture that feeling a little bit going into Wednesday and Thursday, but it's necessary and something that we got to continue to do.
Good for you guys for communicating directly. Not everybody can do it. So it matters. Last thing, do you have a nickname for you and Sanborn and Edwards and Kramer and Amagaje, right? The five of you are all like the Chicagoland Bears. Are you the Grabowskis? Are you the outfit? I mean, like, you guys need a nickname, we think.
I like the outfit. That sounds pretty cool. Maybe we'll go with that one. Speaks, you just came up with the nickname yourself. So I think you just can coin that yourself there. But yeah, no nickname as of right, no official one as of right now, but maybe we'll just stick with the outfit. That sounds good to me.
For people who want to check out the 85 podcast, what are they getting in it?
Yeah, so guys that want to check it out, we do it every Tuesday in season at 7 o'clock. We're doing the release. Just cool insight that I got with my teammates. You get cool perspectives. I have had a lot of good guys on so far between Mercedes, DJ, Rome. Cairo Santos was on recently, which was a really cool episode. We kind of talked about the kicking game and the fundamentals behind that. So just a more in-depth look at kind of the things that we go through every day, what we go through in our certain positions. So, yeah, there'll be guests throughout the season on the team that you guys can check out. Just a way to connect with the teammates a little bit more and get more connected with the team for the fan base. So it's been a lot of fun so far. So yeah, please go check it out on wherever you guys get your podcast, YouTube channel as well. But 7 o'clock every Tuesday.
Cole, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Continued success and health the rest of the season.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right, man. Looking for that poster, that outfit poster with all those guys with the hats going. I mean,
Speaks, he endorsed it. You can run with this if you want. I like shy guys. That's not bad. You could do that too. Yeah, baseball's drunk. It's totally fine.
Insane.
It's totally fine. When we come back, we're going to sober up. We are going to talk with Kurt Warner. What did he see yesterday? What were the things that he thought were important about the steps forward that it looked like the Bears offense was taking? You know that he watched the tape. Why? Because he doesn't come on here unless he's watching the tape. Kurt Warner joins us next. Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.